Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
South Haven Business Beat is sponsored by Pure Focus Media.
At Pure Focus Media, we believe every business has a story worth telling, and creativity, it shouldn't break the bank. What started with real estate photography grew into a mission to help businesses of all sizes stand out with compelling, affordable video content. From brand stories and testimonials to social media reels and promotional videos, we guide you every step of the way. We also offer professional drone services, capturing stunning aerial visuals for real estate, construction, and event coverage. And now, we're bringing that same creative energy to your event with our PFM digital photo booth. It's the perfect add-on for weddings, corporate events, or community celebrations, designed to spark interaction and send your guests home with unforgettable memories. So whether you're growing your brand, showcasing your property, or hosting something big, Pure Focus Media is here to help you shine. Visit purefocus.media to get started today.
And now here's your host, Aaron Kozort.
Hello and welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. Today we have with us Rob Smith, also known as Rob Rock, from DeSoto Arts Institute. Rob, tell me a little bit about yourself.
A little about myself. Well, Rob Rock, I should start with that, is my director name. I was going to be a heavy metal guitarist back when I was about 16, 17 years old, and that name stuck. And then so I started using it as my director's name because Rob Smith is kind of plain, you know? So now people remember my name. So
excellent. So what is DeSoto Arts Institute?
DeSoto Arts Institute, I started it in 2016 after leaving ministry at a local church, large local church. I had been a worship leader. I had for 3.5 years. I had led the junior high youth for 3.5 years. I started a ministry called Young Artists, YAH. And we had 5 student bands and human video drama team deal and a girls ensemble. And so I was mentoring students, not about music, but about life, because they were already learning music. So I don't have to teach them that. And they were passionate about that. And then when I left that ministry, I was getting involved more and more in filmmaking, running production sound and stills photography, things like that. And I felt like those young people, you know, just left a hole in my heart. It's like I have to be investing in young lives. And just praying one time, God said, use filmmaking. And I'm like, use filmmaking? That's kind of interesting. And I was like, okay, let's see if this happens. And then, you know, answered prayer after answered prayer and little things on top of little things and confirmations here and there. It's like now we have DeSoto Arts Institute, where we're teaching filmmaking. That's a broad subject, man. There's so many specialties inside this general subject, but we're teaching, we have a filmmaking film school 101 program, and that's for people that maybe they made a short film with some friends, didn't go well, and they want to understand how to sync audio and do Foley work, adding footsteps and breaths and things like that. People that want to take it to another level. So we run them through that. And that's about a 10-month program. We usually start in late January, early February, and we wrap up in time for our November Film Festival, and that's our graduation ceremony as well.
So as they go through, as the students go through this program, they're going to learn just one aspect of filmmaking, or they're going to learn a multiplicity of aspects?
Man, we start from the beginning. We start from story conceptualization. The idea is the hardest part. And the more I do this, the more I realize there are people that have tons of ideas but don't execute them. And then we have people have zero ideas and they can execute. So that's, you know, we say constantly that filmmaking is the most collaborative art form on the planet, bar none. There can be 5 people making a short film, and there can be hundreds of people making a huge Hollywood blockbuster.
Sure.
And you've seen the credits now, you know,
yep.
Digital artist in Turkey and stuff. And it's like, there's 100 names, and then here comes another 100 names from another.
That's correct.
Another company. But we start at the beginning with the ideation, you know, how do you create a story? And we've got a tool that you can pick numbers 1 to 30, 1 to 40, and you can come up with a genre, come up with a protagonist type, an antagonist, a location, a prop or a set piece, and you pick those numbers one by one, and you can't write a story. All right, your genre is rom-com. What's your story? A guy and a girl meet, and that's as far as I can get. But if I say, well, your protagonist is a firefighter, and your antagonist is, what'd you pick? A mechanic. How does that work?
Right.
Now you're confined, you're constrained, so your creative juices start flowing.
Sure.
And the more we add to that, you end up with an incredible story.
So moving people from kind of a fantasy mindset about filmmaking, that it's all this you know, glamour, into a process where it can actually work.
Yeah, so that's the thing. A lot of people come in and they think that this is going to be easy, and then we start challenging them. You know, we kind of keep it loose as far as the technical until someone demonstrates that I need to learn more about camera. I want to understand what color space is. What is log? Why is there a D log, an S log? What is all of this? How does this work? Understanding lighting, you know, just fall off in lighting and inverse squared rules and things like that. We will throw some of those out so that someone that's interested in it can get out there and search online, and at least they have the jargon and
right.
some principles that they can research. And other times we'll dig in pretty deep and teach them some things. But we're more than anything teaching them the process, like you mentioned, that it starts with an idea. Then we walk them into getting that idea on paper. And we love Save the Cat. Blake Snyder's Save the Cat book, the beat sheet, it's just 15 points. It's three acts. They don't, you know, I kind of glazed over in school when they started talking about three act structure. It's like, mm-hmm. What is that? This simplifies it and keeps you on track. Outline it. And then we ask them to come and pitch it to the class or to the group.
Right.
And when they pitch it to the group, they realize, oh, I've got a little hole in this, but I haven't written 50 pages of, or 110 pages yet, so I can fix it.
Right.
So we help them create that blueprint, and then we teach them proper screenplay format. There's so many crazy rules in Hollywood that I learned, you know, 15 or more years ago. Like if you hand somebody a script and it's got three Brads in it, three hole punch in the side, they know that you probably don't know your stuff because you're only supposed to have the top two. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why? It's because you can roll the papers open and fold them back very easily.
Right.
If your name's not on the cover sheet, if you don't have a proper cover sheet, no thanks. And that happens to me. I have people send me scripts regularly, you know, at least for a while there, it was one a week, and now it's, you know, maybe one a month. But it's like, if I can read the first page and get through it without going, oh God, this is terrible. And that's what happens in Hollywood. You give them a script, if they can read, open it up and read the first page, huh, that's pretty interesting. You get a page turn, just one page turn, right. Boom, you're onto something.
Right.
And we teach them the kind of the ins and outs and, you know, what the expectation is from, you know, you step in an elevator with Quentin Tarantino. I call him Q because we're on a first initial basis now. He's like, okay, what's your story? And you want to be able to have that 10-second elevator pitch.
Sure.
And you want to hear one thing from him or Spielberg or anybody. Tell me more.
Right.
And then, boom, you pull out a script or say, can I email you a script?
Right.
Can I text this to you real quick? You want that. And we're just getting them in the frame of mind to understand how this works, what the kind of rules are, understand the rules so you can bend them and break them. And Quentin Tarantino, if you've ever read one of his scripts, you can download them online. He breaks all the rules, and he does it just in a genius way. But we're teaching them that, and then we're moving them through into the planning phase, the pre-production. And once you get through all that, you know, you got to figure out locations. You can't just text your five friends and go, hey, we're going to be at the park at 9 o'clock Saturday, because someone's going to, I didn't get that message.
Right.
What?
Right.
So call sheets, pre-production, locations, permits, agreements, pay structure for talent and crew, if you're going to pay and things like that. We help them through all that. And then the fun part is production.
Sure.
And it takes us a while to get to the production phase.
Yeah.
But when we're teaching, we jump over in the studio. You know, I will do some things out of order. Like we're working on 3-point lighting. And now we went into shooting somebody with some three-point lighting. And then we quickly turned around the next week and we're putting two people on camera. And how do you light for two people?
Right.
And make that work and get them thinking. And hands-on is big. But just introducing them to those things so that they can go away. Like if we don't go back to lighting for 2 or 3 weeks, I will have students come back to that lighting course and you can tell which ones studied.
Right.
They got online and found some videos and now they're equipping themselves. Right. And that's our goal.
So the students that come to DAI, is there a particular age range? Is there a particular focus of life? Do they have to be wanting to do this for their entire life as a career? Or what's the qualification for a student to become involved in DAI?
Well, age-wise, 16 years old is what we're looking for. We used to have 13s and 14-year-olds, but that comes with some issues. So 16 and up, and we've had a couple 63-year-old students. So that's pretty cool. As far as what people are wanting to do future-wise, we get them all over the place.
Sure.
One of our students this year is 16 years old, and his mom says he's been making videos since he was, you know, whatever age, you know, 6 or 7 years old, using cars and Legos and things like that. And he wanted to come because he doesn't understand lighting and how you get a great lighting. So that's kind of when we're doing the lighting class, I look over at him. He's pretty quiet, but I look over at him and he's like, he's putting the pieces together.
Sure.
Yeah. And we have some that want to come in for a certain aspect. And I tell them, look, if you're here just for camera work, you're going to be bored for the first month. I promise you.
Right.
Because this is storytelling. But if you will stick through this first month or so with storytelling, you might find a passion for telling a story. Mm-hmm. And that's happened so many times. It's just, I can't even count the number of times. And I try to explain to them too, years ago, I started doing music videos and my partner and I back then we would change our phrase, but it started out cash is king.
Right.
You know, we want some paying jobs. And then it would be something else is king, just depending on the conversation. Now I know story and character, they're king. In the filmmaking world, if you've got a great story, boom.
Right.
If you've got a great story with great characters, boom. If you can add great acting to that and great lighting and great editing, you're on your way. But I try to explain, too, that when it comes to storytelling, I don't need a camera. I'm a storyteller. I can sit here with my voice and captivate with the story. So you don't need all that.
Right.
But when you can tell a great story and add all that and reach a wide audience, you've got something.
Sure.
So some of our people come in having no clue. They just are fascinated with this fantasy world, like you mentioned, of the behind the scenes, seeing everything from Christian Bell blowing a gasket or Tom Cruise blowing a gasket. We find that stuff interesting.
Right.
Then we see all the lights and all the things that go on, and that's pretty cool. It's, you know, seeing the sausage made, but that's actually a fun thing to watch in the film world. And they want to do that. So our studio is like a real working studio. We actually I have a for-profit and we do work for FedEx and other companies right in our studio.
Oh, that's great. We're going to take a moment and thank our sponsors, and then we're going to come right back. You know, as we think about the stories that we tell here at South Haven Business Beat, we couldn't do it without our sponsors. So we're going to take just a moment and mention our sponsors, and then we'll be right back to the conversation with Rob.
Every brand has a story. Let us help you tell yours. At Pure Focus Media, we specialize in professional video production, photography, and drone footage that elevates your message and captures attention. From real estate to events, we deliver content that connects. Visit www.purefocus.media to schedule your next shoot. Pure Focus Media, where your vision comes into focus.
Staying ahead in a world driven by technology is key. At Wisdom Integrators, we simplify tech solutions for your business. We specialize in customizing audio, video, and IT services tailored to your needs. At Wisdom Integrators, we don't just solve problems, we create opportunities. Wisdom Integrators, connecting your world, solving your problems. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Aaron Kozort.
We want to say thank you again to our sponsors, and we're back with Rob. And Rob, as you consider DAI, you know, what are some of the other programs in addition to the Film School 101 that you all have?
Well, after someone goes to Film School 101, we do, and some specifics on that, Film School 101 is a one night a week, Tuesday nights currently, 6 to 8:30. And so it fits into anybody's schedule, and it's affordable. We're not charging $40,000 a year or $10,000 a year to do this. It's a monthly payment, and it's pretty affordable, and all those details are on the website.
Right.
And we're getting ready to announce next year's open enrollment so that we get an early jump on that and do some interviews.
Okay.
And find some just students that are really wanting to come in and work hard.
Sure.
Because we do get students that are just kind of floating through and things like that and hit and miss in class, but we really want them to get the most out of it, so we're looking for that. So after Film School 101, we have a Thursday night program called Film Factory. And usually what I'm doing is letting students, once they kind of make it through a couple, 3 months of Film School 101, they've been on set a little bit with us, then I'll open it up and say, you're welcome to come on Thursday nights to Film Factory.
Okay.
And Film Factory is made up typically of previous year's graduates or a few years, and people that show up that demonstrate that they know how to do some things. They're
right.
Getting it.
Right.
And even some of those students, I recommend, hey, you need to register for Film School 101 next year,
right.
Enroll in
right.
that, because, you know, you can do a lot of things in the world without knowing how and why, because you're doing it. But if you equip yourself with the
how and
you
why.
Know, the how and why and the theory, and you'll pick up on some things that you didn't quite understand, and it's just going to advance you. It'll catapult you.
Absolutely.
So Film Factory is Thursday nights, and it's 6 to 8:30, and it's a community of young filmmakers.
Got it.
The culture at DAI is kind of a love and respect. I hate calling it a safe place because that it means we're not going to hurt each other's feelings. And it's like, no, if anybody's ever seen the movie Whiplash where the instructor throws a cymbal, I don't throw things at people, but sometimes I feel like it.
Right.
I'm a nice guy, but if you get your feelings hurt and easily, you won't make it in the film world.
Sure.
Because I've already on set a couple times, I was cussed at directly. You know, right here, spit on my face. And another time, it wasn't about me. It was about they put me in a general's uniform instead of a major's. And the director saw it. And he was looking at my stars and all that kind of stuff. And he was blowing a gasket. And it's like, I knew it wasn't about me. So I was okay
right.
with that.
Right.
And he turned out to be a stand-up act, apologized to everybody. But it's a stressful situation out there.
There's a lot of moving parts.
Lots of moving parts. Lots of things go wrong. One of my favorite sayings is filmmakers are problem solvers.
Absolutely.
You got to go into this prepared for, don't expect disaster, but prepare for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're preppers. We got to make sure that we've got everything we need when something goes wrong. So Film Factory is about, we are using all the processes that we learn in Film School 101, and we do silly little 1 and 2 minute and 5 minute short films and put them on YouTube with some of our award-winning short films that played around the world. We do that, and the requirement is they have to write it, they have to beat sheet it, they have to follow the process, they have to pre-produce it, they have to cast it. They've got to have all their ducks in a row because I want them to do it over and over and over. If they can do it 10, 20 times a year,
sure.
Then when it gets time for us to make a feature film, I'll know, okay, you're going to be an office PA or an
right.
office producer. You're gonna be assistant director on this. You can handle lights. You got your lighting team. You can handle the camera work. I'll know who we have ready and available.
Right.
And we're trying to get to the point, too, and this happens just naturally, organically. I get calls all the time. Hey, I need a camera operator for a gig at the Orpheum. Can you?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll send one of my students.
Sure.
And
sure.
Sometimes last year I got hired for an Orpheum gig to run a camera, and they needed someone to rove through the audience with a camera and get some
right.
reaction shots. And I put one of my, he's a high schooler.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the things that I have found in the media world is when you are willing to put yourself out there, when you're willing to learn, when you're willing to pay attention, there's nowhere you can't go, because what everyone is in short supply on are people who are willing to pay attention.
That's exactly correct. You know, when I'm teaching, I like feedback. When I was preaching to the junior high, my rule was, you don't have to sit there and be quiet. Raise your hand in the middle of my sentence.
Right.
Because I will feed off of that and we can communicate and have a conversation. And I love those students in my class that go, whoa, hold on. You just said, but is that because of, it's like, that's, you're thinking about this. Here's right. how this works.
Right.
And now it takes us off on a little tangent for 5 minutes and then we get right back on track. And at the end of the class, I will encourage them, go look that up.
Right.
Everybody in this room, go look that up and dig into that and come back and tell me something you learned, you know, in your week sure. downtime.
Sure.
And sometimes they'll come back and go, man, that took me down a rabbit hole.
Right.
Did you know that when in script supervision, you do this and that? It's like, how'd you get on that subject from that? I was just watching videos, man. There's some right. great stuff.
Right.
It's like, absolutely.
There's a wealth of knowledge out there, especially because of YouTube and other things. So if someone is interested in just going on YouTube to learn about film, why should they come and actually participate in a film school like DAI?
Well, the community is one thing. That's huge because we're friends and we'll hang out and watch movies, throw parties, and we're going to go bowling soon. That's going to be fun. So the community is huge, but the hands-on aspect.
Sure.
If you watch, and Studio Binder is fantastic for tutorials and things like that and some videos to kind of catch you up to date on some things. But where else, you can't just walk into a studio and use great lighting like you have here and Hollywood level cameras and all the tools that we have, you know,
right. Right.
dollies and yeah, we've got all of that. And it's a real working studio and you can't get that. You have to go away to $40,000 film schools to right. get this kind
right.
of stuff. And
right.
here you're getting it for a fraction of that.
So as a nonprofit, how can people in the community become involved or aid the work that DAI is doing?
Well, as a nonprofit, we're constantly raising money. We're trying to raise a Mississippi Arts Commission has awarded us a grant of $110,000, but we don't get the money until we raise 44 and prove that we have 44,000.
Okay.
And we're still ways off on that. And I don't want to lose that grant. We're sure. running out of time, but the way people could donate is go to our website and, you know, drop some cash. That'd be awesome. You know, it's pay with a credit card. It's simple and easy online, or they can sponsor DAI through the film festival that's coming in November. This will be our fourth annual film festival. I say annual, but COVID and things
right, sure.
messed that up. So we're getting back on track in November, and it's a family-friendly film festival. And we have had people that are film festival veterans that have traveled the country, actors and things like that, come to me, and multiple people come to me and say, this is the best film festival I've ever been to. And I'm like, "What? Come on, man. You don't have to tell me that because it's my film festival." And they're like, "No, I'm serious. I sat through all of those films, and they are the best films I've ever found." And it took me a while to realize that we have no agenda.
Yeah.
We're not trying to show something that supports our political view or something like that. We're trying to find great films, great sure. entertaining films. And in our film festival, you've not heard a single curse word, which is unusual for film festivals, because sometimes if the people out there don't realize that you go to a film festival, you might see full frontal male nudity. And it's like, you don't even see that in Hollywood.
Right.
It's like,
right.
why did I have to see that?
Right.
The shock value out there is just, it's disturbing at
yeah.
times.
Yeah.
And you can trust that our film festival in our community, it's not like that.
Right.
So supporting us and becoming a sponsor of the film festival is huge. We don't need, you know, $100,000 each year to do a film festival. We can do it on a fraction of that, but we do need some help with that.
Sure.
And we need tons of volunteers, to run concessions and help with programming the films and running the computer when we're and throwing up slides and things like that.
Right,
all of that is, you know, all the back
behind the scenes things that are just part of what students learn and also what volunteers can do.
Yep.
All right. Well, Rob, thank you for joining us for this episode of South Haven Business Beat. And thank you for joining us for another episode. Your ability to learn about your community is just one of those things that we treasure here at South Haven Business Beat. We want you to be able to learn about what's going on in the community. And as we wrap up, Rob, one last question I have for you is, how does the Chamber of Commerce play into DeSoto Arts Institute?
Wow. We first joined and started meeting people. I met you through this. I met Chad through this. Debbie has become a friend, and we have some family connections that I didn't know about. So the networking aspect, and, you know, networking sounds so stodgy sometimes, but if you start thinking about these are friends, these are people I can call and say, hey, what are you doing today? You want to grab some lunch together?
Right.
Talk some ideas?
Right.
That's invaluable.
Sure.
I mean, that's invaluable. And if anyone has a business in the area, they need to be a part of the chamber. They have to in order to survive. Debbie has brought ideas to us. Hey, have you thought about? And it's like,
right.
Holy smokes, that's timely.
Right.
I was actually just saying to somebody a couple of weeks ago, I need to look into this, and she brings me an idea.
Yeah.
Just the support in that area is huge. And again, the friends.
Absolutely. And as you build networks, as you look at opportunities, very rarely does anyone ever go anywhere that they want to go by themselves.
Right.
You go together, you go with someone, you go with a network of people. Because they solve problems that you didn't even know you had. They help you in ways you never expected to need help, and then suddenly you do. And if you don't have a network, that's part of what DAI does for those students, is it builds a network for them. So we would appreciate you joining us for this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We hope that you'll subscribe. We hope that you'll like us on social media as well as on YouTube. And we encourage you, just share this video with a friend. Maybe you know somebody who's interested in learning the art of filmmaking, and DAI is a great resource here in our own community, right here in the Mid-South, where people who you know who are interested in film can learn more about filmmaking. And maybe you've got a business that can help support the event in November, or just support the filmmaking school. There are great opportunities for you to bridge and build those networks, build those relationships. We hope you will. This is Aaron Cosworth with South Haven Business Beat. Thank you for watching.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Make your next event unforgettable with the Follow app. Connect instantly, stay organized, and never miss an opportunity. Ditch the business cards. Go digital with the Follow app. Network effectively, exchange contacts seamlessly, and grow your business. The Follow app. Transforming the way professionals connect at events. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Thanks for watching.